Pope Benedict today received the credentials of the new ambassador of Slovakia to the Holy See at the Apostolic Palace at Castel Gandolfo. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Slovakia may be a young republic, but this region has a rich spiritual and cultural heritage. Slovakia's history was a subject that Pope Benedict spoke about during his meeting to receive the credentials of the new ambassador of Slovakia to the Holy See, Josef Dreveci, at the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo. In his speech, the Pope said the bonds uniting the Bishop of Rome to the people of Slovakia stretch back to the time of Saints Cyril and Methodius, and added that the ambassador's presence was but another example of the mutual respect and affection the Holy See and Slovakia have for one another. Next year will mark the 15th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the Slovak Republic and the Holy See, and the Holy Father said this cooperation had been especially fruitful in recent years, referring to the Slovakian government's ratification of two of the four items contained in the basic agreement signed in 2000 between the two states. He added that he was grateful for the ambassador's reassurance that the Republic was committed to fulfilling the other 2 points of the basic agreement, conscientious objection and the financing of church activities. Two other subjects the Holy Father focused on in his speech were those of education and the institution of marriage. Pope Benedict said it was important that states continue to guarantee the church the freedom to establish and administer Catholic schools, affording parents the opportunity to choose a means of education that fosters the Christian formation of their children. On the issue of marriage, the Pope said the family was the nucleus in which a person first learns human love and cultivates the virtues of responsibility, generosity, and fraternal concern. He also noted the high levels of divorce in the country, and he hoped that programs developed by the Catholic Bishops' Conference in Slovakia, focusing on marriage, would open the door to further collaboration between church and state to help to ensure a healthy future for the country. Ending as he had begun on a historical note, Pope Benedict hoped the marking of the 1150th anniversary of the Saints Cyril and Methodius would inspire other member states of the European Union to strive for unity while recognising diversity